Court gives NCPG deadline to stop using 1-800-GAMBLER. A New Jersey Superior Court judge has ruled that the National Council on Problem Gambling, NCPG, must stop using the 1-800-GAMBLER helpline number across the United States by September 29, 2025. Judge Douglas H. Hurd delivered the judgment on September, siding with the Council on Compulsive Gambling of New Jersey, CCGNJ, in a dispute over the rights to the long-standing resource for people seeking help with gambling issues. The CCGNJ, a nonprofit based in the state, originally launched the helpline in 1983 and ran it until 2022, when it licensed the number to the NCPG for 3 years. That agreement ended on May 31, 2025, leading to the legal battle. The conflict arose when the NCPG tried to extend the licensing deal, claiming the contract required arbitration to settle any disagreements. They sought a temporary restraining order in July to keep the helpline running under their control while the case played out, and a judge initially granted it. However, the CCGNJ pushed back in August, asking the court to end the order and force the NCPG to hand over the number. CCGNJ Executive Director Luis Del Orbe explained that his group offered a new licensing agreement, which the NCPG turned down. He stressed that the CCGNJ planned to continue operating the helpline nationwide on its own. NCPG vows to fight the ruling. The NCPG has issued a fiery response to the court's order, announcing plans to appeal and file an emergency motion to pause the decision. In a statement, the group warned that the change could disrupt services for people in need. Quote, "This decision will fundamentally hinder nationwide access to timely, confidential, and high-quality care for those in need of problem gambling support by taking critical services offline. CCGNJ lacks the infrastructure and funding required to shoulder the significant and unpredictable responsibilities of running 1-800-GAMBLER nationwide. NCPG is the only national organization qualified, equipped, and positioned to manage the National Problem Gambling Helpline." Statement, NCPG. They also noted that call volume to the helpline has risen 150% since 2018, and they invested $1.4 million in operations for fiscal year 2025. The national group pointed out that 9 states and the District of Columbia depend fully on their setup and funding to connect callers to help. As such, losing control of the number would have severe consequences, including strained state services, loss of text messaging services, and erosion of trust among the 121 million Americans who rely on this lifeline. However, the CCGNJ has assured continuity for 1-800-GAMBLER. The organization said it will maintain national coverage of the helpline without interruption. Still, it is possible that the transition might affect how calls are handled, especially in areas outside New Jersey where the NCPG's systems have been in place.